This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Grassland fire danger is high for the area today. Breezy to windy conditions will overspread the area late today into tomorrow as a cold front crosses the region. A prolonged period of wind gusts over 40 miles an hour will be possible. In the very near future, the Gillette City Council will have to decide what it's going to do about the city pool. This past June, a large leak was discovered near the diving board, adding to a long list of problems with the nearly 30-year-old facility. The City Council will meet with a consultant to get a better idea of what needs to be done and how much it would cost. In its 30th year, the Festival of Trees set a record. Nichelle McGrath, executive director of the Northeast Wyoming Healthcare Foundation, said $385,000 was raised with the event, surpassing last year's $345,000. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Grassland fire danger is high for the area late today into tomorrow as a cold front crosses the region. A prolonged period of winds gusting over 40 miles an hour could be possible. House Speaker Eric Barlow is pushing for a plan that will give Campbell County five House districts within its borders when the legislature redraws House and Senate districting lines in February. For the last decade, Campbell County has had four House districts entirely within its border, as well as a fifth district, House District 3, which runs from southern Campbell into Converse County. Last week, the Gillette County Community College and North Wyoming Community College districts worked together to find financing for the new community college district. Trustees for both districts voted this week to approve the transfer of monies earmarked for Gillette College. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.